We're talking with Melinda Hager today. She's a Canadian country artist, so welcome, Melinda.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for calling. Really appreciate talking to some new Canadian talent out there. So you entered a talent contest when you were 14 years old, so has singing country music always been sort of a childhood dream to you?
Singing music alone, not necessarily just country.
Okay.
That's a big part of my life right now. I just like to peg myself to one thing, but that's definitely what I enjoy most. I entered a contest when I was about 14. I came second to a wonderful artist named Dave Alancourt. He's actually, he plays a lot locally here.
Mm-hmm.
And I entered it again 10 years later, which was just last year.
Okay.
And it ended up coming first and ended up winning a single written by Victoria Banks.
Okay.
Called One. And I was fortunate enough to actually record it with Mike Francis, who is a award-winning producer.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. Good.
It's very cool, very cool. So it's across Canada right now, and stations like yourself are lovely enough to be playing it. So it's pretty wicked. And Victoria Banks actually won Female Vocalist of the Year this year, so that was really, really neat to be able to have a song written by her.
It is. Very popular artist right now, Victoria Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're enjoying playing the song here, and won, and it's very well done, too. So in between the time when you entered the contest at 14 and last year, were you still thinking about music? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've always been thinking. I've done contests in between. I lived in Kingston for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a little one as well.
Okay.
So she took up a little bit of my time.
Okay.
And I work as well. I work part-time. And, just trying to pursue this career. And
good. Melinda Hager from Oshawa, Ontario, a Canadian country artist. So this is your first single, One. And it must have been exciting to finally put that together.
It was, really cool. It happened really quick. I wasn't expecting it. It was done through KX96, a station here in my hometown. And, very fortunate that they put on something like this because I've taken it quite far.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool, really cool.
Yeah, a lot of fun. So this is probably going to be your springboard to doing more.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm
good.
Working on writing right now and hopefully putting out an album if all goes well.
Oh, that would be exciting.
Yeah.
So you're into writing, too. Where do you get your inspiration from, life experiences or...?
Definitely, yeah, just life experiences. My daughter, she's a big influence, family, friends, just the world alone. There's so much to write about, right?
Right, right. How old is your daughter now?
She's six.
Wow, okay.
She's six in September, yeah.
So lots to write about there, lots of different experiences from day one.
Oh, for sure.
Good, a lot of fun. And I imagine she's more than proud of her mommy.
Oh, she is. She's very proud. She sings herself, so it's pretty cool that we get to share this whole thing together and appreciate it, I guess, is the better way of putting it, not just sharing it, but being able to appreciate it together.
That's a lot of fun. Did you grow up in a musical family, Melinda?
I did, yeah. My grandfather, he's a faithful singer. That's it for my mom's side. My dad's side, though, all of us, I come from a family of about 16 grandchildren, and all of us are talented in some way, whether it be either playing guitar, piano, drawing. Like, we're very arts family. So I get it honestly, it's safe to say.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So are you singing around the countryside up there in Oshawa? Did you do any of that this summer? Or?
We've been a lot in the GTA. I work within a group called Extreme Entertainers. We do tributes to various artists. I do Patsy Cline, Shania Twain, and Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks. I do tributes to them. And then we have a whole bunch of other people with us. We have Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, all your old classics.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do my own acoustic show with a friend of mine, Justin Cooper, which is very cool. So mostly in the GTA and around Durham, but we're hoping to venture out a little bit further. If I keep doing things like this, hopefully people will want to hear more of us, right?
Oh, I think so, and that's good exposure, too. Gets you out and certainly gives you a lot of exposure and a lot of experience, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. So you have a website, www.melindahager, MelindaHager. webs.com. So what's happening with the website? Did you design it yourself? Or?
My girlfriend and myself put it together. She's a graphic designer, so she kind of, she knew what she was doing. She helped me out a lot with that. And we also, I'm on Facebook as well, and YouTube, Melinda Hager, no space. And we have just videos and various pictures. I have pictures of the recording. I'm soon to have videos up of the whole process of the recording of One. And whatnot. So you can check all that out on the website or on Facebook or on YouTube as well.
Yeah, I was noticing on YouTube you had some material there, so that's a lot of fun. You just go to YouTube and type in Melinda Hager, H-A-G-E-R, and you'll come up with some of your works, I guess.
Yeah.
Good, good. Now, do you have any special plans, any special songs that you're writing on now, or?
I'm working on one that means a lot to me. It's about my daughter, my best friend. That's all I'm going to give out right now. I'm hoping that's going to be my next single, though, so keep your ears open.
Good. Going to be a lot of fun. Now, you said you wanted to work on a CD, so you're kind of starting with working on that, too? Or?
Yes, it's obviously a long process, but
it is, yeah.
We're trying our best to get everything together, and we'll keep you guys posted of anything that comes up for sure.
Good. It's a lot of work. A lot of people don't realize just how much work it is to put out a decent CD.
It is, for sure. But, you know, if you have drive and the right people to work with, then it should go well.
Well, you certainly must have a lot of energy doing this, and your daughter in a full-time job, too, so.
Oh, it's great. I do. I have a lot of energy. I'm a high-energy person, so this is perfect for me.
It is. That's great.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook, and you have a website, and your single out now, your first single, One.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Melinda?
I just want to thank everyone for listening, and thank you for having me, and just all my family and friends for all the support and love. I couldn't do it without you.
Oh, that's great. And definitely keep us posted on the CD and any other singles coming up, Melinda Hager. And her single now, her debut single is One. So thanks very much, Melinda, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Take care.
You too.
Next up, we'll hear Melinda Hager with her first single called One, CJMQ 88.9 FM.
One word, it could change your mind. One touch could melt this heart of mine. One chance, oh, it could change everything. Just one, just one. One tear running down your face. One truth, it's really all it ever takes. And one, it could all slip away. Just one kiss can start a fire inside. One night of breaking down all this pride. Baby, remember I'm on your side. I'm not giving up. This love's a flame that burns in my heart. Just a one day, love can feel so strong. One thing, the one that you've been counting on. One twist of fate, and it can all go wrong. Just one kiss can start a fire inside. Baby, just a one.